This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. We have this chicken, one of many, but this one, an Americana, not an Araucana, the South American breed, but an Americana. It's they're derived from the Chilean breed. They're marvelous, tough chickens, a small red comb called a peak comb and cool whiskers called muffs. Very cute. But most folks like these chickens, these Americanas, because of their blue eggs, or bluish, some verge on green. Okay, blue-green eggs. But there's more, you know. But I wanted to tell you about this particular hen was one of a dozen that I bought, and they became a renegade lot. They started flying out of their yard. Chickens are cute, but if you like your landscape and you don't want free-range chickens, I think they conspire too. Let's take Dust Baz in the newly planted wildflower garden. And they cluck to one another. Let's help Petey in the nursery by scratching through the potted plants. Thanks, I shout, and add some expletives as I chase them back to the coop. Something had to be done about the outlaw Americanas. So in the dead of night, we, Ms. Mosquito and me, we took them off their roost and cut their wing feathers short. Much squawking and loud clucking, but hey, our yard was saved. But one hen, one Americana hen, figured out a way to climb out of the chicken yard with some desperate flapping and hopping through mesquite branches. That's a mesquite that's in there that offers shade for the chickens, but also an escape route for a certain hen who now wanders our homestead as if it's hers. She has made herself quite at home. She follows me to the barn to get the chicken food and, of course, expects a treat. She hangs out on our back porch with our dogs, Choo Choo and Farley, and our cat, Buster. Two dogs, a cat, and a chicken hanging on the porch. She also lays a blue egg, yay, in a potted Salvia officinalis on the porch. And at the end of the day, when it's time to go gather eggs, she follows me into the pen and calls it a day. And the next morning, she's out making the rounds when I come outside glugging coffee. And you may say, well, Petey, that chicken needs a name. Well, that's what my friend Malin, visiting from Santa Fe, said. She looked at that chicken on the porch and said, that chicken needs a name. I looked at Malin, and I looked at that hen, and I said, her name is Malin. Her name is Malin the hen. That Salvia that Malin the hen lays her blue egg beside is Salvia officinalis. It's a cooking sage. Think roast turkey stuffing, that sage. And it has more uses than that, believe me. It's a Mediterranean native herb. It has been cultivated for thousands of years. Not necessarily for its culinary uses, medicinal, I'm thinking, its medicinal qualities. Salvia, the genus, comes from a Latin word, salvere, and that translates to save, to heal, indicating to us that ancient Romans used it medicinally, and they no doubt learned that from some other culture or civilization that they conquered. Oh, those Romans. Anyway, this salvia, this sage, goes back a couple thousands of years. The specific epithet officinalis refers to it. It is a medicinal plant, and officinalis means if you see that as a specific epithet, it means that plant had ancient medicinal uses and probably still uses now. Anyway, where was I? Salvia officinalis, not just for roast turkey stuffings. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There are actually ornamental Salvia officinalis. What? And there are probably close to 1,000 species of salvias around the world. They're in the mint family. There are 15 native salvias in Arizona. There are hundreds of ornamental salvias. It's a fun genus. It's a fun genus to pursue. And so that's it. That's it. That's just the story of Malin the hen, with a brief history of Salvia officinalis, too. Life is fun, my friends. Life is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.